Moshe Osher and his wonderful Dayenu. This is Charlie Bernhout. Welcome you to 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. During the second hour, we will be featuring some chazanis that is appropriate to the times in which we are living. In the meantime, it's hard to believe that our dear friend Sherwood Goffin passed away a year ago. This past week was his Yahrzeit, and just want to play a few of his selections, bring back wonderful memories of Sherwood Goffin of the Lincoln Square Synagogue. Let's hear, what's this first one? Eitz Chaim Hi.
When an individual is spiritually drowning, all he has to do is raise up his hand and grasp onto it as if it were a branch over a fast river. It will lift him up and save him. Oh, My wish to you tonight is one which I know you pray for every day as fervently as I do, that we may soon welcome the harbinger of Mashiach ben David in the person of Elijah the prophet, Eliyahu HaNavi himself, v'chein yihi ratzon.
She
Sherwood Goffin. I was just thinking about the Seders and Eliyahu HaNavi. Normally, you'd go to a home, there would be 15 or 20 people, and now those same probably be five or six small Seders. He's going to keep himself very, very busy going around. Probably a tripling, quadrupling of visits that he'll have to make. How about that? Anyway, Sherwood Goffin next with Esor Einai. Have one more selection. This will be Adon Olam, Sherwood.
Close hakol v'vah.
shiny, the hump she low, the hump be row, the lean races, the lean soft is below, the hump is row. The hoop kaili, the high goali, the tsur kevli, the yes tsaro, the huni si,
Seder. This is going to be a full Seder, almost an hour, with Jan Pierce. So I guess if your family is busy cooking, not too much though, I guess, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be very interesting. Plague within our midst. Okay, let's go to Jan Pierce Seder.
Pesach, the festival of freedom. Every spring in the month of Nisan, Passover is observed in all Jewish homes with a Seder. The Kiddush, which ushers in every festive meal. The prayer of sanctification, which designates the day as holy and commemorates this festival of freedom.
Baruch ato Adoshem Melokeinu Melech Ha'olam Borei Pri Ha'adomo. Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, creator of the fruit of the earth.
Oh,
the bread of affliction which our forefathers ate in Egypt. All who are hungry or in need, come, eat and celebrate the Passover with us.
This night different from all other nights.
Shebecho Halelos Anu Ochlin Chomet Umatzo Halalo Hazeh Kulo Matzo.
On all other nights, we may eat bread or matzah. Why, on this night, only matzah?
Shebecho Halelos Anu Ochlin Sha'oyirakos halala hazeh mor.
On all other nights, we may eat any kind of salad greens. Why on this night must we taste bitter greens?
Shebecho halelos einanu mapilin afilu pamechos halala hazeh shatei fiomim.
On all other nights, we need not dip any food in anything, even once. Why on this night must we dip greens twice? The celery in salt water and the bitter herb in chlorosis.
Shebecho halelos anu ochlin bein yoshvinu bein misubin halalo hazeh kulanu misubin.
On other nights, we may eat either sitting formally or at ease. Why, on this night, are we especially at ease?
Avodim hoyinu lefaro bein mitzroyim.
Vayom tiyenu Hashem.
Kadosh Baruch Hu Esavoseinu Mimitzrayim.
Hare Anu Umaneinu Umaneinu Meshubagim Hoyinu Lefano Bemitzrayim Afilu Kulanu Mepanim Kulanu Mepanim Kulanu Zekenim.
Slaves to Pharaoh in Egypt. But the Lord our God brought us forth with a strong hand and an outstretched arm. Tonight we remember and acknowledge this heritage, pledging to our forefathers that we will not forget, and that each year we will renew this vow. Even if we were all wise men, learned and thoroughly versed in the Torah, it would still be our duty to retell this tale every Passover. For the man who continually concerns himself with the story of the Exodus and the deeper meaning of freedom is praiseworthy.
Yeah.
And Joshua said to all the people, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Your fathers of old dwelt beyond the river Euphrates, and they worshipped pagan gods. And I took Abraham and led him throughout the land of Canaan, and gave him Isaac. And I gave Isaac Jacob and Esau, and Jacob and his children went down to Egypt. This promise made to our fathers holds true for us. For not in one country alone, nor in one age, did evil men rise up against us. In every generation, oppressors have attempted to destroy us. But the Holy One, blessed be He, delivers us from their hands. And the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand and outstretched arm, with great terribleness, with marvels and wonders. How thankful we should be for even one miracle. How much more grateful are we for God's many wonders. For He brought us out of Egypt. He parted the Red Sea and made us cross on dry land. He led us through the wilderness for 40 years and fed us with manna. He gave us the Sabbath. He brought us to Mount Sinai and gave us the Torah. And He brought us into the land of Israel.
Da-da-yay-do, 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 da-da-yay-do
I bless and give thanks to him who performed all these wonders for our fathers and for us. He brought us from slavery to freedom, from sorrow to joy, from mourning to festivity, from darkness to light, from bondage to redemption. Let us sing unto him a new song. Hallelujah.
So that we have arrived at this night to eat matzah and bitter herbs. Enable us, O Lord our God, and God of our fathers, to celebrate other festivals in peace, rejoicing in Zion rebuilt, and delighting in your service. We will give thanks in new song for our redemption and deliverance. Praise be thou, O Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Ado Shem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Hamotzi Lechem Min Ha'oretz. Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth. Baruch Ato Ado Shem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Kiddushonu B'mitzvosav V'tzivonu Al Achilas Matzor. Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with thy commandments and commanded us upon the eating of unleavened bread. Shem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Kiddushonu B'mitzvosav V'tzivonu Al Achilas Moror. Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with thy commandments and commanded us upon the eating of bitter herbs. Zecher l'mikdosh ki hilel, kein oso hilel, bizman shebeis ha-mikdosh hoya kayom, hoya korech matzot.
This was the great Rabbi Hillel's custom. In the days of the temple in Jerusalem, he placed some of the paschal lamb and bitter herbs between pieces of matzah and ate them as one, thus fulfilling the Bible's command, on unleavened bread and bitter herbs shall they eat the paschal lamb.
Shofar Aretz.
So follow the ritual dessert, the afikom. Grace after meals.
Rabosai nevorech, yehi shem ad Hashem mevorach me'atov yad olam.
Praised be the Lord our God, ruler of the universe, whose goodness provides for all the world. May food never fail us, for you nourish and sustain all your creatures.
Yeshua, the Rabbi.
One special goblet, empty until now, is being filled as a child is sent to open the street door and welcome to the seder the spirit of Elijah, the prophet.
Oh.
The presence of Elijah at the Passover table traditionally evokes from the past the message for the future. To reaffirm the inspired prophecies of world justice, brotherhood, and peace. In the presence of Elijah, we pause to memorialize the 6 million who perished by the hand of a tyrant in our time, more cruel than the Pharaoh of yore. In the depths of their affliction, they did not falter, but lifted their voices even as they fell, singing of their undying trust. I believe in the coming of the Messiah, and though he tarry, nonetheless do I believe. Hallel, in praise of the Lord.
Lord, 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 Hashem, Lord, Lord, Ki leshim chote ne kov avod, al chas decho ve al amit echo.
Lom bayom ruha goyim, ayeno Elohim.
Vela ken abashamayim, tor asher echo.
Oh,
Nirza, the Seder draws to a close, concluding with hymns of praise and gladness and folk songs. A song to God's majesty, one and mighty in his rule, exalted, pure, gentle, and holy in his kingship. To thee, O Lord, is eternal sovereignty. Number song. Who knows what one means? The number song. Who knows what one means, and so on the 13th. Each number a symbol in the Jewish tradition. Enumerated and then sung backward, returning each time to number one. The one God, Lord of heaven and earth. Thus, 13 represents the attributes of God. 12 are the tribes of Israel. 11 were the stars in Joseph's dream. 10 are the commandments delivered by Moses. 9 are the months for the cycle of birth. 8 are the days before circumcision. 7 is the day of Sabbath. 6 are the parts of the Mishnah. 5 are the books of the Torah. 4 were the matriarchs of Israel. 3, the patriarchs. 2 are the tablets of the covenant. And 1, the God of heaven and earth. Chad Gadya, an only kid. An only kid that my father bought for 2 pieces of money. Trace the history of the Jewish people. Literally translated, it resembles the farmer at the dell, with a somewhat different ending. Chad Gadya tells of the little pet eaten by the cat that was bitten by the dog, who was flogged by the stick, which was burned by the fire, extinguished by the water, drunk by the cow, slaughtered by the butcher, who was slain by the angel of death, who was finally destroyed by the Holy One, blessed be he.
sal sidur pesach ke hil khaso ke hol mishpatom ve khukaso kasher zochin le saber oso ke mizke la so
the seder is ended. We recited the story of the Exodus, learning its message, joining ourselves to our beginnings, the better to dedicate ourselves to the cause of man's freedom, justice, and world peace. We are reminded that freedom is a gift that is not granted, but one we must eternally seek.
Shalom.